This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said on Saturday negotiators would discuss a reduction in violence as a priority when they met Taliban representatives on Sunday, and that both sides would need to find compromises on contentious issues. A ceremony to launch talks aimed at ending 19 years of war took place in Qatar's capital, Doha, after months of delays following a meeting between representatives of both sides to work out how talks should proceed. U.S. Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad said that the first day of peace talks between Afghanistan's warring parties went relatively well.
I've heard positive things about the meeting between the two sides without any foreigner being there, but I've talked to both sides. They've been very positive in their account of their meeting.
In addition to terms of a permanent ceasefire, the parties were expected to discuss the rights of women and minorities and the disarming of tens of thousands of Taliban fighters and militias loyal to warlords, some of them aligned with the government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Saturday the United States remains deeply concerned about Turkey's actions in the eastern Mediterranean, urging a diplomatic solution to the crisis. In a fleeting trip to Cyprus on Saturday to meet with that country's president, Pompeo said that countries in the region need to resolve their disagreements peacefully and diplomatically.
We remain deeply concerned by Turkey's ongoing operations, surveying for natural resources in areas over which Greece and Cyprus assert jurisdiction in the eastern Mediterranean.
Tensions in the eastern Mediterranean have risen over claims and counterclaims pitting Turkey against Greece and Cyprus in maritime areas thought to be rich in natural gas. This is VOA News. AstraZeneca has resumed British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, one of the most advanced in development, after receiving the green light from safety watchdogs. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
A major drug company's hopes of delivering a coronavirus vaccine were lifted on Saturday when safety regulators gave AstraZeneca the go-ahead to resume clinical trials. It comes as a relief for the drug maker. Earlier this week, late-stage tests of its experimental vaccine were suspended when a study subject became ill in the UK. The patient involved had reportedly suffered from neurological symptoms linked to a rare spinal inflammatory disorder. But AstraZeneca, who were working with the University of Oxford, said British authorities had now confirmed it was safe to resume trials. Governments around the world are desperate for a vaccine to help end the global health crisis. Leading US and European developers have said, though, they will not bow to political pressure to rush the process.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Coronavirus infections in the states of North and South Dakota have been growing faster than anywhere else in the nation over the last 2 weeks. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iranian state TV is reporting the country's authorities have executed a wrestler for allegedly murdering a man, even after President Donald Trump asked for the 27-year-old's life to be spared. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Navid Afkari's case had drawn the attention of a social media campaign that portrayed him and his brothers as victims targeted over participating in protests against Iran's Shiite theocracy in 2018. Authorities accused Afkari of stabbing a water supply company employee in the southern city of Shiraz amid the unrest. The case revived a demand inside the country to stop carrying out the death penalty. It also sparked international outrage. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Naomi Osaka has won her second U.S. Open tennis championship and third Grand Slam title overall by coming back to beat Victoria Azarenka in three sets. Fans were banned from the tournament this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.